Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
The 15th chapter of Luke contains a record of the Lord Jesus sharing three parables. These three spiritual-filled stories have great messages for us about our Heavenly Father and our relationship with Him. They were originally spoken by the Lord to answer an accusation made that He was welcoming and eating with sinners. The first parable is about a shepherd who had 100 sheep One of them went astray, and the shepherd left the others to search for the lost lamb. When the shepherd found it, he brought it back to safety, and then he and his fellow shepherds rejoiced over the finding of the one lost sheep. The second story has the very same message within it. It's about a woman who had lost one of her 10 silver coins. She swept her house, searched for it until she found it, and then when she did, she invited her neighbors to share the joy in finding the coin. The third parable is about the father who had two sons. When the young son came to him and asked his father to divide his inheritance with him, the father gave him his portion. Then the younger son soon left home, traveling to a distant place, and there he wasted his inheritance in ungodly living. When the young man found himself broke, friendless, and starving, he remembered life back at his father's home and how that even servants were well fed. So he decided to return to his father, knowing that he was no longer worthy to be called his son. He would ask for a servant's place in his father's house. When the father saw him at a distance, he ran and fell upon him and began calling his servants to bring a robe and sandals and a ring. All these things were symbols of his receiving home his son. He had his servants prepare the food and call the neighbors to come to celebrate the son's returning home. He was lost, the father said. Now he's found. The older brother came in from his work in the fields to find out that his prodigal brother had returned. He was jealous and angry at the fact that his father received him in such a way. He had given this rebellious and sinful son a celebration. In his self-righteousness, he accused his father of showing favoritism and mistreating him, even though he had not wasted any of the inheritance like his brother had. The father still expressed to him his love and care for his older son, but he told him that he had to rejoice over the return of his son, who had been lost and was found and was dead and was alive again. Well, there are many applications from these parables that can be made, which will bless us with spiritual truths. But the one message that our Lord would have us hear from his words is that every single soul is of great value. He was welcoming sinners and eating with them because their souls were of great value. Evidently, those Jewish religious leaders did not share the same value for every single soul as Jesus did. They were like the older son in the Lord's parable. Self-righteousness had blinded their eyes to the truth that Jesus was now sharing with them. The rejoicing over the finding of that which was lost in the Lord's story tells of how much joy there is in heaven when repentance leads to the saving of a single soul. Jesus said, "There will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." And he added, "There is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." It is obvious from the third story that our Heavenly Father is the Father in this parable. He is loving, kind, and forgiving. He is gracious and merciful. He was looking, longing, and waiting for the return of his lost sons. The Lord impresses me with the thought that the sheep wandered off because it didn't follow the shepherd who would protect and guide and provide for it. Well, the coin was lost by some carelessness, and the younger son chose to willingly live outside of the father's will. His choice was self-centered, and it was rebellious. And the older son believed that he deserved something special since he had not rebelled against his father's will. Yet his prideful attitude had led him to think less, not only of his brother, but of his father as well. For whatever the reason, finding the lost led to rejoicing. God's love for us is because our soul is of great value to him. God fashioned mankind in his own image. He breathed into the man the breath of life, and man became a living being. Because we bear the image of our Creator, because he has given us of his Spirit, we have great worth. Now others may not place that value on you or on me. You may not have that same value even of yourself. But the Word of God assures us that the Heavenly Father has placed this kind of value upon your eternal soul. He was willing to let his one and only Son die upon the cross of Calvary to save our souls. What a great value we are for God to have sacrificed his Son. I pray you know this truth. But if you do not, I hope that you will have listened carefully to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that they will convince you of the value of your soul. So what will you give in exchange for your soul? The younger son exchanged his soul for a life of sin. At least for a while he did. But then he came to his senses, and he realized his fateful condition. He returned home, and he returned to his Father. If you need to return home to the Father, we know that he will welcome you home. Please do not let neglect or carelessness or rebellion steal away the Father and all of the blessings that he has for your life. Our relationship to God, our relationship to the Father, it is life.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.